You're listening to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our weekly Wednesday guest, Curtis Schmidt, the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing mighty fine. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Nice, cold, crisp fall morning. Getting closer to winter. Mm. When's the first snow?
Man, I have no idea.
You're going to get it first up there in Red Hook than we are. So.
You think so?
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, no, sometimes it comes from the south. You're right, yeah. You know, the wet stuff comes from the south. You never know.
Well, I'm thinking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. No snow on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'd rather have Thanksgiving than snow.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's happening out there,
what's
Curtis?
What's happening? Well, we're not quite to Thanksgiving yet, but... We're talking about a lot of news going on. We're going to lead with the annual Claudio Cares Foundation fund drive. That's in honor of Claudio Coppola, who we lost about 12 years ago, and his parents set up a foundation to help schools and so on in the area. And so when Jack, his brother and cousin Jack and Mark Anthony Coppola, they decided to, you know, get involved. They're like the next generation of support. They little did they know how active they would be. So they really decided to raise some money this year. They are running in the Philadelphia Marathon on November 24. And with their friends, Thomas Stritt, Jose Buitrago, they're all the foursome. They're going to raise money for Claudio Cares, Poughkeepsie Children's Home, and the Angel of Light. They've raised like $5,000 so far. And there's a GoFundMe site with the website is in the... like in all three papers, and you can make your contribution and help out.
Cool.
And, you know, help them out with the fundraising. So now I guess you've also been seeing the dry areas we've been having in the area here. So we're under a drought watch, and obviously, you know, the fires. We have fires in Orange County and so on. That's going on. We have articles in all three papers about the, you know, what you can do to... If you're in the affected counties, and we are,
yes.
You know, no optimal burning, and certainly conserve water. Be careful. We're trying to get through this, so we're going to move on to local election results. We still have one race here in Dutchess County that's not decided. That's for the county comptroller. Greg Pulver, the incumbent, he's like maybe 475 votes ahead of Dan Amar Blair, and the, you know, in the race, and they're still counting the absentee votes and affidavit votes. In the original, you know, election night, Pulver got 69,581, and Amar Blair got 69,106. So they're very, very, very close. That's still going on. Another race. Well, all of the races that election results are in all three papers that affect your particular areas. We even have Pat Ryan also defeated Allison Esposito for the congressional seat, District 18, and so on. But read all your, you know, read your particular paper for the results that you're interested in, even with the town boards, town councils, and so on like that. And now, we have up in Red Hook, we have two experiments that are headed to the International Space Station.
These
were created by... Yeah, this is really cool. These were created by kids at Red Hook High School making their way to International Space Station that was launched on November 4th. The first one is a little scientific now, so you have to get ready for this. The first one is the effect of microgravity on the hatching rate of rotifers. And now just so... I know you're going to ask what a rotifer is. Yeah. So I looked it up.
Yay.
They eat particulate organic detritus, dead bacteria, algae, and protozoas.
Oh. Okay?
Oh. Yeah. See?
Those rotifers.
We have to get, you know, the kids are into this. So.
Yeah.
The next one is the examining Artemia salina hatching in the presence of microgravity. And so anyway, that's all set. They're all going on their way to the International Space Station. Kids are interacting with the astronauts out there, and it's really quite a neat project. project.
Now, hold on, just as a note, do you remember last year the Red Hook students sent sea monkeys into space?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So. That's right, they did that. So this is a, they're, you know, it's something that they're doing every year now.
Red Hook High School in space.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and what else is coming up?
Oh, have you sent your holiday cards out yet?
I have not. It's, no, we were talking about Thanksgiving.
I know. But holiday cards are, if you really want to get, this is from from Francine Wisner. She's our Hudson Valley naturalist. Oh. And she says if you want to be artsy and sciencey, you know, in your cards, you can do paper marbling.
Huh.
And she teaches you how to do that. We have the article in all the papers. She writes every other week for us. And paper marbling is a method in which colors are floating on a liquid surface are transferred onto paper to create a marbled pattern.
I love that.
Yeah, if you really want to get into it with the kids,
yeah, that's
a neat project. Check it out in all three papers.
Yeah.
Have some fun. If you want to win some great items like travel experiences, historical experiences, antiques, arts, just go online to the online auction for the Dutchess County Historical Society. There's like six pages of items that you can bid on. It's only online. You know, we have the website in all three papers. Check it out. It's really like the this is all to help. All the proceeds go to the Dutchess County Historical Society to support its mission and program of preserving and sharing the rich history of the area. So anyway, all good. I mean, you can get some really nice, you know, prizes there for pretty good things for some really low amounts. So go contribute. Last item, Abilities First is adding preschool and K-2 classrooms in Wappingers Falls. That's in the Southern Dutchess News. They've added two classrooms to the Myers Corners Education Center through a $88,000 grant from New York State Empire Development. Check that out. That's Southern Dutchess News.
Yeah,
they're helping. You know, there has a strong demand for educational services for preschoolers with disabilities. So that's a great project. Lots going on this week. Lots going on upcoming weeks because we have Thanksgiving coming up. Small Business Saturday is coming up.
Yeah,
all that's going on. So
Black Friday. Lots going on. Can't forget the Black Friday. Small Business Saturday. We got it all. Cyber Monday. It's all coming.
Oh, gosh.
Curtis, thank you. Thank you so much for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show and for delivering these great previews of stories that folks can read all about in Dutchess and Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. All three of those papers are distributed today throughout the KZE listening area and beyond, and you can read them online. Curtis, tell them how.
Okay, just go to sdutchessnews.com and click on the paper of your choice, and or all three, and read it. I mean, it pops up in, you know, in the format. It just looks like the regular newspaper. You can read it just like you're reading the regular paper, but you can blow up the type, do whatever you want. Make it easy on yourself, or just go get the regular paper and, you know, patronize all of the businesses that help us out.
All right. And hopefully you won't blow up the type. You'll just enlarge it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
That's a newspaper term.
Yeah.
Blow up. We don't want to blow it.
Of course. Curtis, thank you so much. And we look forward to checking in with you next Wednesday about 9:05 here on the Up and Running Morning Show. Have a great week.
Okay. Great. And thanks to all the KZE listeners.
All right. We'll be back in moments with more on the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
Come join us at The Colony in Woodstock, the smartest rendezvous in the Catskills. Enjoy live music with your...